Coming up this hour on America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. I'll tell you what, whatever nook and cranny you hail from, I know you know it's all about the numbers, right? And the numbers are not adding up so much for the Keystone XL pipeline. Not all of you agree with me on my opinion about the pipeline. In fact, I got a note from Jack in listening to us in Austin. We got a mailbag segment coming up. But Jack says, Kate, man, I agree with you on so many things, but I think you're all wet on the Keystone pipeline. I think the jobs that will be created are more fantasy than reality. And what do we really get from the Keystone pipeline? We really don't get anything because it's not changing what happens to us at the pumps. Not really if you dive deeper and look into it. So, Jack, we're going to have a disagreement here. And Jack is different from our other pal that emails us frequently here, Jake. And I bet you Jake would have a different opinion. But anyway, what happened this week is the president's comments on the pipeline have really gotten under the skin of the pro-pipeline people, which I'm one of them. This pipeline, just to re-rack it for you, would go from Canada to Texas. And there's no question that this divides us, really, in the past 4 years. It's another one of these polarizing issues. And it's Republicans, pro-business groups, unions, environmentalists, Democrats, you know, mix it all into one pot. And not all of what you would think the usual suspects say are saying. So there are some Democrats that are actually for it. The president did an interview, I guess it was last weekend with the New York Times, where he reiterated his position that the decision will be based on whether or not it's going to contribute to carbon in our atmosphere. That's what he's nailing this on. What I will go back to again and again is that the Energy Secretary, Stephen Cho, what he said was that it passed all the environmental hoops quite a while ago. Now they're changing their tune, but we're beyond that. But I always have this in the back of my mind. The president took a huge swing, is what he says. The Republicans' argument that the Keystone Pipeline would be a big jobs generator is nonsense, that there's no evidence that that's true, which is what Jack is saying from Austin. The president is arguing that the best estimate is 2,000 initial construction jobs, followed by no more than an additional 100 jobs. And that's it. That's all that it would be. Now, I've talked to other people in the business who say that's nonsense, that it would not be 2,000 jobs. That in the end, you could be talking about as much as 45,000 jobs. And maybe some projects would be smaller than others, but there would definitely be jobs all the way along this route. Now, the State Department's projection actually is 42,000 construction jobs and still smaller than what the developer was suggesting, which was 100,000, somewhere over 100,000 mark. But here's the bottom line. We can argue 2,000, 42,000, 100,000, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me because the bottom line is this. When you look at this pipeline and when you're talking about jobs, when you're talking about economy, when you're talking about infrastructure, when you're talking about what it would do to our environment, you're talking about a plethora of things surrounding this pipeline. I mean, let's face it. If you look at the hardcore evidence that I've seen, that we've talked to people about on this show, forget the political labels on this. This is the thing. You either believe that a pipeline coming down through the middle of the United States with strict regulations in sparse areas now is not harmful, is completely accurate in the reports and the studies that have been done, or no matter what we say, no matter what reports come back, no matter what independent source does the reporting of the environmental factors, you're just not going to believe it. Because that's where we've come to at this point. We can't compromise. We can't have a conversation and change somebody's mind because we can say, here's the facts, boom, 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 boom. Now you can line them all up in a row. Because once you have your mind made up, that's it. So with the Keystone Pipeline, you either are for it or not for it, and that's it. There's no changing. Like Michigan Republican Congressman Fred Upton, who is the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, said, you know, a president disparaging private sector jobs while backstage at a jobs rally is beyond belief. And I agree with him. Wrong time to bring that up, first of all. If he's going to throw out something about the pipeline, why then? And he went on to talk more about the economy and say private job creation. Of course, we would want this. Isn't that what the whole idea is? So delay, delay, delay. And what happens to the people who were salivating over the possibility of what his administration said had passed all the environmental challenges, and then they took it back ultimately. So that's the thing. Personally, I think eventually the pipeline might go through, but it's not going to go through any time in the very near future. That's for sure. I don't see it. Just to throw this in, you know how long this pipeline is, right? 1,179 miles long. And we're talking about 830,000, give or take, barrels of crude oil that would come down from the Canadian oil sands. And the Bakken shale formation in North Dakota and Montana to refineries on the Gulf Coast. So it's a $5.3 billion project, which will it lower the price of gasoline? The people that we've had on, the energy people, say yes, and they don't understand why we're being told it, you know, it won't. The bottom line is this. The final decision is going to be made by Secretary of State John Kerry and isn't going to be made until the end of the year, or maybe, and I bet you this is when it'll get pushed off to, maybe 2014, which is probably more likely. So 4 years of regulatory delay, the administration is on record now. The excuses are done. You have to either say yay or nay. I mean, it's already had. Just so you know this, when I'm talking about this environmental study, I can't say I've read every single one of the pages, but I've read enough because it would take me, I couldn't do my show. 15,500 pages, that's how long this study is. That's what it's been subjected to at this point. So this is just delay. This was just a delay tactic to appease, I think, to appease environmentalists, especially, who were very upset about the idea of a pipeline. All right, by the way, I want to throw this in. Coming up this hour, as I said, we're going to check the mailbag, some other thoughts on a couple of different things. And Andrew Szabo, my pal, will peel back the onion, and your pal, too. He talks about George Zimmerman and some of the backlash that Zimmerman faced, obviously, in getting acquitted of Trayvon Martin's murder. And as we look deeper into this, what does it all mean? You know, it's interesting now as we get further away from his acquittal, there's still conversation going on. And for his family and for George Zimmerman, I really honestly believe in some circles there's kind of a target on his back in Florida. And you wondered if he was going to move away. But according to my sources, no, they have no plans of doing. They're just trying to kind of lay low, if you will. Also, I mentioned this about numbers. I just mentioned all those pages in that environmental report. That would have been perfect. We're going to do one of those We Can Counts. All that and so much more coming up next on America Tonight.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, first up in the mailbag, we got this one from Sean listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Boy, a lot of people in Illinois email us here on America Tonight. Remember, you can always throw in your 2 cents. A lot of times people want to chew on something by going to americatonight.net, clicking on contact, and then letting your thoughts fly. So anyway, Sean from Illinois has this to say. Sean says, man, what is going on with Egypt? I don't understand, Kate, why we would continue to pump billions of dollars into a country where we have a ragtag leader, if they have a leader. Who knows, after the Morsi debacle, it seems to me we should withdraw the $1.5 billion. What do you say? I'll tell you what, Sean, what's happening now is coming up in the Senate. They're talking about whether to green light a vote on cutting the $1.5 billion to Cairo. And a lot of people not happy about this, including Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, that you look at this money and you think of foreign aid and what we could do with that money and putting it in the hands of who knows who in Egypt. Why? Because the bottom line is this. For the White House, the vote is kind of a little bit of a thread, a very slim policy needle, as some would describe it. Someone described it that way in something I read today. I think it was a write-up from one of the cable networks, and I thought, oh, that's brilliant. That's what it is. And because they're refusing to determine whether or not the military takeover, the coup of the Egyptian government was a coup. If it were officially labeled as a coup, U.S. law dictates, we got to stop. They can't get that $1.5 billion. It would stop. So this political headache that Egypt has become, I say we dump it. I mean, it's ridiculous that we're continuing to support it. I don't think we don't need this at all. The Egyptian government has to meet our requirements, and they have to transition into some kind of a democracy if they want our do-re-mi, right? Fair is fair. Why should we give this aid here? I don't think so. All right, let's go to this one. This one from Bob, listening to us in Florida. Hello, America Tonight. I've heard you talk about politicians trashing some of them, and I laugh all the way home when I'm listening to you, Ms. Delaney. I have to agree with you, but I've also heard you compliment some, so good for you. You can obviously pick out a few of the good apples. I'm sure there are a few. But Elliot Spitzer saying that Anthony Weiner should not be mayor. Talk about calling the kettle black. Are you kidding me with this one? Makes no sense whatsoever. Why? Because isn't he part of that disgraced politician gang that trots before the mics and stands there with their wife telling us how they are so sorry? I think Spitzer is the guy who doesn't need to comment on anything when it comes to politics anyway. For my money, he just needs to go away quietly, but they never do, do they? Now, you know, it's kind of interesting that Spitzer, he's running, too, for an office, and it's, you know, they're political animals. That's what the deal is. So Spitzer is like the talking head. He can't get enough of the tube. He's on all kinds of shows, Bill Maher's show with our pal Bob Ney, who was on just the other week, the former congressman from Ohio that comes on America Tonight. But, yeah, he can't, like I said, he can't get enough of commenting on other political folks, and Anthony Weiner was a layup for him to talk about. You know, it's interesting, they had a poll that came out earlier this week. 53% of New York voters believe Weiner should drop out of the race. The Quinnipiac University poll came after the congressman said that he continued to send those messages to women, remember, after he resigned from Congress. So the survey's saying, you know, look, people, 53% say dump out of it, just dump out of it. And then you have Spitzer, who's running for city comptroller, and who knows, he may get it, but it seems like there's a double standard there. I know what Spitzer did was obviously different from Weiner, from what happened with Anthony Weiner, but still, if I was Spitzer, I don't know that I would want to be so in front of that comment. I mean, I'm just saying, right? All right, let's move on to another one. This comes to us from Gail, listening in California, and Gail says, hello, America Tonight. I was wondering what you thought of what is happening now in the Middle East. I know that you've talked about Iran before. I know that you've talked about Egypt before. I know you've talked about Syria before. Overall, what would you say would be the best play for the Middle East? You know, the problem is you can't group every, as much as I try to do it as well, you can't group every single country in the Middle East. I say, you know, slippery over there in the sands of the Middle East. But, you know, obviously with Israel, they're an ally. And what I love about Benjamin Netanyahu is he seems to take no guff from anybody. And because he knows he's got, look where he's surrounded. What countries he's surrounded by, scared to death over Iran, which makes sense. I shouldn't say scared to death, but concerned about Iran for good reason, because Ahmadinejad, anything's possible with him. Anything's possible. Actually, anything was possible with the supreme leader, because really it's the supreme leader who keeps pushing in a subtle way what Ahmadinejad previously had pushed. And that's the whole idea that, oh, there's no Holocaust, and, you know, that there never was, and all the anti, you know, Zionist stuff that was thrown out there by Iran. I think they're slippery anyway. It's scary for us and others to try to figure out where are they headed, where are they going, and we didn't think that before, right? But now you have to look at the Middle East, and that would be a concern area. Syria is a concern area, but it's a place that we're not going to do much of. Given weapons to rebels, what are the rebels going to do? I think even giving, it's questionable to even give the weapons that we're giving to the people that are over there in Syria that are fighting Assad, who is obviously a brutal dictator type. But what do we do? I mean, are we replacing the leaders in all these countries? Then we back someone, and then something happens, and I mean, Egypt was a good lesson with what happened with Morsi, to say the least. To say the least. All right, I got this one from the Tuna, listening to us in New Jersey. I love this. The Tuna says, All right. Sometimes you talk about a lighter fare on America Tonight. So I have a question for you. Are you a yogurt, custard, or ice cream chick? We never get emails like that. It's kind of refreshing to get lighter emails, isn't it? I am, if you're saying custard, I'm thinking like that kind of ice cream custard, because that goes along with the whole ice cream. Are you an ice cream person? Whatever. I guess because I'm always concerned about, like everybody else, the LBs, the calories, that if I, of course, I would like ice cream, but I probably yogurt. I'd probably go for yogurt. If I were going for ice cream, if I were going for broke, and I'd have to worry about, I wasn't counting any calories, I wasn't worried about that kind of stuff, I would probably, my favorite of all when I was a kid was those Rocky Road ice creams. Do you ever have those Rocky Road sundaes where it had the kind of that malt sprinkle on it? And I'm a vanilla ice cream person, so if I were having ice cream, that the vanilla ice cream falls right into that category. Thank you for that. Thank you for the lighter, throwing out the lighter deal here. So we're always say we need to do more of that on America Tonight. So let's move on to another one. This one comes to us from Liz, who's listening to us in Austin, Texas. And Liz says, Kate, I was wondering what your thoughts are now over George Zimmerman. And if you were connected to George Zimmerman, would you advise him if you were in his posse or camp or whatever you want to call it? Would you advise him to get out of Florida so he could resume some semblance of a normal life? Yeah, you know, here's the thing. The conversation, so we're having this conversation in this country about race and bias and, you know, whatever. And the problem is there's always some nut. I mean, is there some, if I were, so we were trying to gauge, is in Sanford, Florida, or around there. I mean, is it the possibility of somebody going after Zimmerman? Well, yeah, of course, there's people that are angry. And would there be somebody that would be crazy enough to actually try to do something to him? In my head, I would like to think no, but I think he should just keep doing what he's doing. I think he should lay low. I mean, it's sad to think that justice, that's it. You know, if we quit him, we quit him. He went through our jury system in Florida, so you've got to live by that if we're a free nation, whether you like the verdict or not. All right, remember, you can always send us your thoughts at americatonight.net.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Each and every week, we talk to my pal, Andrew Sabo. Peel back the onion, the marketing chef. He is a professional speaker and positioning and branding messaging strategist. Andrew, how you doing?
Terrific, Kate. Good to be with you, as always.
You know, this week, there are a lot of things to talk about. Let's start with George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman is acquitted, is found not guilty by the Florida jury of six women. A lot was made about that case bringing in race issues, and there were a lot of people stirring the pot, and there were protests over the weekend when the verdict was announced. And then this nugget that Eric Holder was going to pursue, and the Department of Justice was going to pursue, the possibility of civil rights violations. And I have to say, in looking at this case and trying to compare it to others, absolutely no way. I don't see the evidence of that. I think it's a complete overreach and a waste, I have to say, of taxpayer dollars. What do you think?
I agree with you, Kate. And there could be an underlying strategy here, if we peel back the onion, as always. Number one, this whole case was driven by the mob, essentially. There's a mob mentality that was primarily triggered by the NBC news segment, the doctored tape that made Zimmerman out to be racially profiling. So that's what really stirred it. When people heard that, they got people. And yeah, if that would have been the truth, then I think there will be some justification that this could have been racially driven. But it wasn't. And in fact, the FBI has already, I mean, this is what I find really interesting, the FBI has already done an investigation and found no evidence of that it was racially driven at all. And who does the FBI report to? It reports to the Attorney General. So it's kind of ironic that his own department has already proven. So why is Holder doing this? One possibility It's about appealing to the mob mentality. That's what the mob wants to hear. But the reality is, he did actually give a speech yesterday to the NAACP, interesting group to give a speech to about this topic. And he did say that he didn't say that he was necessarily going to pursue this, that they were going to look into it and do an investigation. Well, the investigation's already been done because I think you're absolutely right, Kate. There's no grounds there. There's no way that this could actually happen. So I think one possibility is he's simply seeking to appeal to the mob. And, but the second is, I think there's another thing. There's been so many scandals now. Of course, we've covered them over the last few weeks.
Sure.
And part of their strategy has been to distract. There's been a lot of strategy of distraction because all of a sudden now the Zimmerman case was taken, and we're not talking about the IRS, we're not talking about the NSA, we're not talking about a lot of things, which really should be investigated now, on the other hand. That's, I think, much more damning to this country is what the targeting of the IRS. Why doesn't Holder open up an investigation about that? This allows a distraction so people forget about this is the current topic, and unfortunately people do have a short attention span, and this just allows a distraction. So I think that could be part of his strategy, even though I don't think it would be almost a political or a suicide to actually pursue it. But it appeases a lot of people, and it's a distraction from some of the bigger issues that are going on that he should be investigating.
Absolutely, because this is our summer of committee hearings and whatnot, and they're shoved aside, and the spotlight is clearly on this. For example, you had Congressman Elijah Cummings, Democrat from Maryland, who released a memo earlier in the week that he's asserting that despite Republican suggestions to the contrary, 15 interviews with IRS staffers and thousands of pages is what this congressman is saying of documents didn't show any evidence that the agency was politically motivated or targeting anybody when it came to that office in Cincinnati and the tax exemptions. And I would have to cry foul on that, Andrew, because clearly, even in trying to fill in the gaps and not peeling back the onion that far, it's clear that they were. There were 500 denials, and there were even people who said they were told to shove them aside. So how he comes up with that, I have no idea, and they're just trying to move this along.
Yeah. They've actually admitted that they've admitted their wrongdoing. So this
yes.
is really nonsensical. They've already admitted that what they did was wrong, that they had targeted these groups. So what he was saying is absurd. And unfortunately, again, but this plays into people's short memory. So a lot of people won't remember the fact that the IRS and several officials have already admitted to wrongdoing. This changes the narrative. Through distraction again, I think it's a process of distraction, as well as they're able to reframe the narrative because people short attention spans and memory.
Yeah, absolutely. That's part of the problem.
Tomorrow there's going to be some new evidence coming up, and I've heard already that there could be some pretty damning evidence coming out tomorrow. So we'll have to wait and see on the IRS. So the whole IRS can of worms could very well get reopened tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely.
This could lead all the way to the White House now. So
yeah.
It'd be interesting to hear that.
Yeah, George May's audit showed that groups with the name Tea Party and Patriots were pulled for extra attention. So we already know that. And we already know that George May didn't disclose that his staff had sifted through thousands of emails and all that other sort of stuff to go through and cherry-pick certain ones, and especially...
Right.
When they were labeled, as we said, you know, it's really those words, Tea Party, Patriot, anything like that, were included in this. So I'll be very anxious to see what happens there because I'll tell you what, there is just no way when you think of every year paying the taxes, going through what you do as an American, and the fact that these people were denied what ultimately could have helped them, and coincidentally, it happened to be a presidential election year. But I don't think there's a coincidence in that, and so that's part of the problem, as you said, which may circle back and lead us to the White House.
Yeah, I mean, there's really there's a chain of three items which I agree with you. I think your word is very appropriate. It's not. I don't believe in coincidences. And, you know, number one is the fact that the targeting of this, you know, to say that this wasn't, you know, targeting is absurd because of the words that were selected. That was clearly targeting. Number two, there's evidence that or indications, and I think tomorrow evidence will now show this went beyond just the Cincinnati office, that this was they pulled those records for special consideration, making them jump through hoops, and that was not just coordinated by Washington, but actually they were sending the files to Washington. And number three is the fact that there are all these visits by Treasury and IRS officials to the White House. So the White House, you know, it's just so off the chart in terms of the number of visits to the White House. And these, you know, these visits are logged. It's all there in the evidence of the White House logs of who visited whom. And there's clearly visits that were made to, including, I think, White House Chief of Staff. We'll know more tomorrow. Including the White House Chief of Staff and Counsel and so forth. So those three things are three things that line up to you know, and the arrow, it's a one-way arrow that points to the White House and White House involvement.
Yeah, I agree. One last thing, I thought I'd throw this in since we've been talking about Edward Snowden, the NSA leaker. The White House still, of course, not answering questions. I talked to someone in D.C. about this, about the president's, you know, I scheduled to put pressure on Snowden to put over the Snowden thing, to put pressure rather on Putin. And they're not, they're saying initially he was going to put pressure on him, but then they're not saying when he's going to put pressure on him. And to boot, now you have Senator Lindsey Graham, who isn't backing down from his comments that he made to The Hill, a big news agency, if you will, coming out of Washington, D.C., where he said, listen, the U.S. should consider a boycott if the NSA leaker gets asylum from Russia. That's what we should do. John Boehner backed him up. What do you make of that? What do you think?
Well, again, it's showing impotence at the highest level when it comes to foreign policy. We don't have a good foreign policy. I don't think we've assessed what threat levels are or what our levels of diplomatic accord should or should not be with different countries. And we talked about this, I think, a couple of weeks ago about the change in the foreign policy towards Russia. It's dramatically changed under the current. It actually has changed really twice under the current administration. In other words, Putin's position has changed and become more and more radical because he sees he can get away with it. So I would not be surprised, honestly, Kate, that Putin in the end decides to really challenge the U.S. and say, fine, I'll give you some kind of asylum, you know, just for the sake of, you know, kind of stick in the eye, because I think he believes that the U.S. will not do anything. And even, you know, okay, so we boycott the Olympic Games. I mean, who really gets hurt by that? It's really the American athletes, unfortunately.
Exactly.
And it really doesn't, you know, okay, so what? That'll give us a chance to win more medals.
So true.
1980, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the chips aren't very big when you're throwing them in when you're talking about the Olympics. And absolutely, it hurts the athletes. That's who it hurts. They've been waiting for 4 years in some cases or longer since they were a kid and spent however much in training and all that other sort of stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew. Yeah, they lose their dreams. So that's what we did. We're dream killers then. Weak on foreign policy and dream killers at the same time. It's so awful. Andrew, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you again next week with Peel Back the Onion. Thanks.
Thank you, Kate.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
All across America, it's happening. People are taking charge of their lives. And healthy diets are a cornerstone of healthy living. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Raleigh, North Carolina. Explore the gluten and allergen-free wellness event where learning is fun and delicious. Sample and buy products from over 50 vendors. Discover the world of gluten-free with cooking demonstrations and enjoy lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh Gluten-Free Expo, Saturday, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten-Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome to another edition of We Can Count. Wow, this is a big one that we start with. There was a huge child prostitution, crackdown that nabbed some interesting folks. Thank goodness. I love to hear about these FBI ops. And this one was nationwide. It just happened last weekend. 150 arrests. Worth throwing this up here at the top again in case you missed the story. 150 arrests, 105 children between the ages of 13 and 17 were rescued. It's a child prostitution ring that they were able to crack open. And, I mean, terrible things. It's drugs, abuse, physical toll, emotional toll. I mean, can you imagine? You heard the ages. I said 13 to 17. So it was a three-day undercover operation cross-country, and it happened in 76 cities. 230 law enforcement types, right, were involved in this. Largest sweep to date at this point, 28 searches, 129 seizures altogether, and that means cash, drugs, cars, firearms, all that kind of stuff. So I say bravo. As much as often we are in the backs of law enforcement, bravo to all of them for pulling this off, because they were able to identify victims, they were able to identify the abusers, the pimps, if you will, and they were able to save young people, mostly young girls from 13 to 16 years old. And very depressing that some sick, twisted people would take advantage of this. But where there's a market, where there's a will, there's a way, and that's what happened. They were, you know, these people were that were part of this ring were catering to a sick, twisted need. So I say bravo again for helping the children, helping them. This was a sad story when you go back and look at athletes and somebody dying too young. There was a there was an Ecuador international top scorer. A guy was a top scorer in the Mexican league last year, and he died at the age of 27. And he is a soccer player, right? So a well-known, popular striker named Chuco passes away one day after playing his first game for a new team. He played, and the reason I bring him up is because I can remember watching this. He played at the 2006 World Cup, and he was very, very young. And then he became a pretty big deal in Ecuador, and he was part of the reason for reaching the finals in, you know, he was part of the reason for trying to reach next year's finals in Brazil. And he had 24 goals. He was a third high scorer overall for Ecuador's national team. So sad that he died at 27 years old. They say, and this just shows you, it's so weird that what we're seeing a lot of with hearts. He had a heart attack and died in the hospital. He was complaining of, what he was complaining of too, was that he had abdominal pains, and they take him to the hospital, and then the next thing you know, it turns into a full-fledged heart attack. Boy, like I said, sad, 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 sad story. All right, let's do another one here on We Can Count. Earlier in the week, I think one of the craziest stories that, you know, it's like when you're sitting home and you're watching the news and you hear about it. There's a gunman, he's taking people hostage. And I think of, and this is one of the things I think of. I think of movies you've seen and what that whole hostage situation is like, right? But especially when you see it play out in the news, where you can see the cars, the police cars are lined up, the lights are on, and all that kind of stuff. Well, a 43-year-old set fire to his apartment in Miami, then he shot six people in the building, in and somewhere around the building, and people were trying to figure out how could this happen, and they had no reason to believe anything was wrong or anything was going on or to know why he acted that way, and it's crazy. The the guy that I'm talking about, this 43-year-old's name is Pedro Vargas, and they are looking into the possibility, and this is a quiet guy, that he might have had some dispute with a building manager because the building managers were among, you know, the people that he shot. But he had no history, zero, no criminal history, no history of irrational behavior, anything. They have no explanation whatsoever. And all of a sudden, they get a 911 call. This happened, you know, last Friday. They get a 911 call. Smoke is flying out of this apartment in this area in Miami. They go there and killed six people before he was killed. And they have no explanation. I mean, none. Saw a photograph of him. He just looked like any guy walking down the street. Frightening. I mean, chilling. You look at him, and like I said, it could be your neighbor. He looks just like any guy that could be sitting there blowing leaves or mowing a lawn. I guess you never know. You never know what someone is capable of doing. Let's put it that way anyway. All right, let's move on to another one here for We Can Count, or this version anyway, of We Can Count. In keeping track of who's signing what bill, this isn't unexpected, but the North Carolina governor, Pat McCrory, signed into law a very controversial restrictive abortion bill. The bill would place requirements on clinics that family planning advocates say would make it hard for them to stay in business. And the one of the requirements is the presence of a doctor when an abortion is being performed. So now we're seeing that this is some other states are starting to come up with these laws. And there's a similar law in Texas. There's been a huge controversy over that, too, as well. And actually sitting out there on a couple of other desks across the country, there's 10 different other proposals of a similar sort. So this is something to keep an eye on where we're headed in this discussion. I mean, this is like the third rail. You think of all the things that we talk about with politics. We talk about an automatic game changer in a conversation, and that's one of them. So that's just the latest state to go in a much different direction, much different direction. Here's another one for you from the Department of Let's Follow the Numbers and See Where They Lead. This is a very kind of a wild deal. What's up with somebody taking green paint and trying to trash the National Cathedral? Saw pictures of this. They arrested this 58-year-old woman in this for this deal. A green paint was found at the cathedral, you know, on the Smithsonian statue. And this was 3 days after they found this crazy green paint smear on the Lincoln Memorial. They don't know if it's the same person or not, but because the arrest of her so far that they know was only related to the National Cathedral, and it's Time Jamal was charged with defacing the property. It's like, what are you thinking of? It's like the guy growing up in Philly. It's like the guy who took a hammer and smashed the Liberty Bell. I don't get that. And it wasn't some kind of protest thing. He just decided he was going to smash the Liberty Bell for some reason. So they can't figure out what the deal is with her. She's not right. If, you know, why was she trying to do that put the green paint on that? You know, what was the deal with doing that? And still no reason for it at this point. Or if she's, seems as though she might be connected to the other one, but they haven't confirmed that yet at this point. But vandalizing it at the National Cathedral. I mean, what are you getting out of that? There's got to be something not right there. Let's put it that way. All right, and here we go, wrapping up a really big one for you. This is the biggest number of all, 136 million. Can you imagine stolen jewels worth 136 million? That's the value of the jewels that were stolen from an exhibition in Cannes on Sunday. They're still talking about this. Tongues are wagging all over the place. The robbery is the third heist around the city since May. It happened Sunday morning at a jewelry exhibition, they say, at the Carlton Hotel. How does that happen in an exhibition? I mean, it's like a movie, isn't it? Jewel thieves gone wild. So the jewels altogether were worth $53 million or so. The robber's face was covered by a hat and a scarf. They had a semi-automatic pistol, threatened to shoot the exhibitors and the guests. That is brazen. There were security guards, but they couldn't do anything. They were unarmed. Nobody was injured in this. The gems were supposed to have been on display until the end of August. The robbery follows two major jewel heists this year at events tied to the Cannes Film Festival. I'll re-rack this for you. During the festival in May, a necklace worth $2.6 million was stolen from a hotel party. Shortly after, the jewels worth more than $1 million were stolen from a safe in the room. Wow. And the jewels stolen in May were from a Swiss firm, so whatever. They're obviously, somebody has a handle on how to do this, and they're not fearful of getting caught. All right, this wraps up this edition of Waking Out.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.